Welcome back to The Upswing, the business of sports. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Mark Cass. We are coming off one of the most exciting WNBA championships ever. Personally, I can't wait for it to expand to best of seven next season. Speaking of expansion, could Milwaukee land a WNBA team? If so, what would it mean to the market? I think all in all, Milwaukee's already a hotbed for women's hoops. And, you know, the new college season, Mark, is upon us. The new coach of the Marquette Golden Eagles women's team, Kara Kunstweger, joins us via phone. Coach, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Good to be here.
All right. So, welcome back to Milwaukee, first and foremost. I have to have my Milwaukee evangelist hat on and give you the official civic welcome back to Milwaukee. A lot has changed in the city since you left in 2011. How does Milwaukee feel different to you, Coach?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, the truth is, to me, Jeff, it actually feels a lot the same, which I think is a great thing. I mean, certainly there are some difference, particularly, I think, in the downtown area. You know, I think they've made some really great upgrades, adding, you know, the public market, which I know is here, I think, when I left, but I just think it's grown, the Third Street Market, you know, some of the, you know, skyline is different down there, of course. You know, Marquette's campus has added some buildings, which has really enhanced, you know, our campus and our student experience. But I mean, to me, a lot of it feels the same. I mean, Milwaukee is an awesome city with a small town feel, great people, great community. That's how I felt about it when I lived here before, and that's how I feel about it now.
Very good. And did you always have the sense that, you know, when you were an assistant for Marquette, that someday you'd return to Milwaukee? Milwaukee kind of has, and Marquette has that sense of calling. Did you have that in the back of your mind?
Yeah, I always had Marquette kind of on my bucket list. Could I get back here? Would there be the right opportunity at the right time? And, you know, frankly, I only left because I wanted to become a head coach. And I was working for Terry Mitchell, who was a legend here, you know, and I knew, you know, that wasn't coming here for a while. So, yeah, but you're right. I mean, I always tell recruits, like, there's an energy at Marquette that you don't understand until you walk on campus. And once you become a part of this community, both athletically and academically, it's just different. And, you know, it's never felt the same since I left. I've not felt that since I've left. And I always thought if I could get back here, it would be tremendous.
Right.
How hard of a choice was it for you to come back? Was it easy? I mean, was it one of those things you thought, okay, I mean, I got to do this now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any life-changing decisions are easy.
Right, sure.
But, yes, in the scope of it, we believed it was the right decision. For our family, not just for me professionally. My husband grew up here. We have a ton of family in this area. And so it was really a no-brainer to be back to a place that I love. I felt I could grow professionally and our family could be happy.
Yeah. So what are your immediate and long-term goals for the team, both on and off the court? You had to make some pretty quick roster additions when you arrived here this spring, right, Coach?
Yeah, it was a huge challenge. When I was hired, we had six players on the roster, only about 2.5 weeks left with the portal being open. All the freshmen had decommitted. So we had a lot of work to do in a short amount of time. And I think what makes it so challenging is I am a big believer in culture and values and foundation. And so, yeah, we had to get a roster so we could play. And certainly we want to win as many games as possible. But it's year one in building this foundation of who we want to be and how we want to be. The types of people that are part of this program, to me, was the most important thing and is the most important thing. So those are my immediate goals, like, you know, who we brought in, which I feel really good about, the people that we have here. And I think for, you know, again, the challenges of finding players with talent, I thought we did a really, really great job. But you know, now it's okay in year one. Yes, let's win as much as we can, but let's set the foundation. Let's make sure, you know, these players, this new staff, they know, again, who we want to be, what our values are, what we want to believe in, how we want to play from not just a competitive standpoint, but what it looks like in terms of effort, enthusiasm, celebration, love for the game, representing the Milwaukee community. Those things are really important to me. And so that's the number one thing that we're trying to set this year.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
We are talking to the Marquette Golden Eagles women's team coach, Kara Consuegra. Kara, can you stay around for one more segment?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Mark Cass and Marquette Golden Eagles women's head coach, Kara Consuegra. Coach, again, thanks for taking time this morning. So, tickets are on sale now. You have certain games that, you know, you're looking at the schedule, like these games are already circled, and you're like, all right, you got to be here. The Sherman family, by the way, the Sherman family, I love the Sunday afternoon games at the Al. It is like our thing to do.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to give you coach speak and say the most important game is the next game on the schedule. However, we do have four Big East home games on weekends. Unfortunately, Jeff, they're not Sundays this year. They're on Saturdays.
Okay, that's even better.
But really happy to have, you know, four home games on the weekend. So I think that would be great if folks would check those out, circle the schedule, and be here and pack the Al.
Yeah. And the great thing is tickets are, you know, $10, $5. You know, you can get season tickets for a really good rate as well. You have your first home game on November 18th. It's a Monday afternoon game. I think it play UWM on a Sunday at 2. And then you also have a New Year's Day game too, right?
Yep, we do. Kind of a big opponent for that one.
Yes, indeed. You see UConn on New Year's Day in Milwaukee, like that's where you're going to have to be.
Easy assignment for the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
So, as you look at, as a former player, what would a WNBA franchise mean for the market?
I think it would be incredible. I mean, we're really excited over here that the Bucks have put a bid in, and, you know, really just kind of proud of them as an organization, you know, for wanting to support women's sports. Mm-hmm. And now is the time. I mean, there's so many eyes on our game. Certainly a lot of that momentum started with Caitlin Clark, but I think that that is just involved in so many different areas. I mean, you watch the WNBA finals, you know, the Liberty was having over 18,000 people at their finals games, and it's just the right time. And I think Milwaukee is, you know, you said it earlier, it's a hoops town. There's so many great basketball players that have come from this town, both on the men's side and the women's side. There's so many people that are just really passionate about the Bucks, about Marquette men and women's basketball. And I think it would be a fantastic time for our city and certainly for our student athletes. You know, we're, you know, Marquette, part of our vision is to create pros. That's something that we feel we have the ability to do.
Yeah.
Natisha Heidemann is our most recent pro. She played in the WNBA finals with the Lynx.
Yeah.
Unfortunately fell a little bit short, but we had her on campus last week and she came back and she was talking to our players and the opportunity she's had at Marquette and how special that was. I mean, that's what we want. And what better to have those role models right down the street from us?
Yeah. One of my daughter's favorite pictures she has in her phone is a picture of her and Natisha Heidemann.
Oh, there you go.
It's great.
Nice. Awesome. Very nice.
So as you see, obviously, you're the CEO of the program, and there's just the ever-changing world of college sports has a lot of ups and downs, a lot of wonderful challenges. How do you see the team collaborating and connecting with area businesses to continue to grow it?
Well, we're really fortunate here at Marquette because we do have a NIL general manager, Maddie Dunker, who helps our athletes get connected with the city. I believe we are the only Big East team that has somebody to be able to help our student athletes. So that's a huge plus. But I also think, you know, our kids here, our women, are really unique, I think, in that, I mean, they love not just Marquette, but Milwaukee. You know, it's not uncommon on a weekend you see our kids down at the Public Market or the Third Street Market in the summer at Bradford Beach or anywhere in between. Like, they're very immersed in not just the campus, but the city. And so I think any businesses out there that are looking for fantastic, you know, women role models, I mean, this is a really great group. And they're good kids. I mean, high character, good values, good students, well-spoken, represent both themselves, their families, and Marquette really well. So, you know, again, going back to all the eyes on women's basketball, now is the time.
Yeah, for sure. So how do you see, obviously, you're the CEO of your household, too. You have two young boys. How do you guide their sports journey? Can it be a little hard to be a parent and a coach at the same time?
Yes.
I'm asking for a friend myself.
Yeah, well, I find myself, especially at basketball games with my children, literally sitting and physically putting my hand over my mouth.
I've seen some of those parents in the game. Good job.
It's really hard. I mean, it's hard for any parent, I'm sure. You know, you watch your child doing something that he or she loves and you want them to do well. You want that for them. You know, certainly as a coach, it's really hard because I could say something to my child every single time that would help them grow. Mm-hmm. But is that really what I want? Do I want my child, while he's out there playing, looking at me every other possession? Absolutely not. If I'm a coach, I'm upset if my players are doing that. You don't need to be looking into the stands or looking at a parent or looking at a trainer. You need to be focused in on me as a coach. So, you know, I try, and I know my husband is also a coach. He coaches Marquette University High School football. Our kids are getting it from both ends.
All right. So very good. Coach, we got to get to news, but I really appreciate your time.
Okay.
All the best this season. We'll be there.
Have a great season.